It's time for Toronto's Top Line.
There is a picture of Ally Afraidy getting hip checked in New York, and all you see is him holding on to his helmet because he does not want the skullet visible. He's holding on for dear life to his skullet.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
We are just over an hour from puck drop. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Leafs-Jets tonight, the first game of the season. An abbreviated hour for the boys because Overdrive is live from the Mill Street Brewery Beer Hall in the Distillery District. Mill Street Brewery, great beer lives here. Bunch of people down here boozing, feeding. And I kind of feel like a bit of a jackass because, oh, you've gone out and spoken with people. Noodles, you're doing the whole tour up and down the tables. And because I got the bum knee, I'm not getting up. I'm not talking to anybody. I feel like people feel as if big-timing them. And I want to get it out there that that's not the case. I can't move. No, you guys are both lost your mic. So it's the Brian Hayes Show. This is great. After I complain about my bum knee, I'm heavily medicated, I'm not in the mood. The only thing saving me is the fact that the NHL season kicks off again tonight. Technical difficulties. This is great. So I'll just rant. Do you want me to rant? Rant and rave? You guys can get out of here. I'll tell you what, I've got a couple of locks that I'm going to get to because I'm going to dominate. You don't have to keep speaking because your mics are off.
You guys, can you hear us?
Yeah, you can hear us.
All right.
The grapplers figured it out.
Do you remember how mad he was that one time where
he was looking at us like we were idiots and we can't do anything. Our mics were on, but they weren't working.
I knew it wasn't your fault.
Do you remember we were at the Sport Check Studios and I kept talking and you wanted to punch my face?
I don't remember that.
We were doing like a Jerry's percentage and my mic just dropped and I yelled it out.
Right. Yes, because when there's technical difficulties...
I wanted to fight through it.
And you just were doing that.
And I remember you were like, please stop talking now. You can't hear you.
He wanted to attack my face.
And then it might have been the same day our chairs were...
Yeah, it didn't go well.
We're a foot off the ground.
Either way, we had a technical difficulty. He almost blew a gasket. You were so close.
I don't deal with technical difficulties very well.
Roddy, I will say this about you. Your adversity, you go crazy.
I do go crazy. I am not going to be a fool for ignorance because something happened there. We were fine for 2 hours.
We were great.
And someone dropped the ball.
I know.
I'm going to be on top of it. If I have to crack the whip and make sure that we're up and rolling, that's what I have to do.
I agree. Buddy,
that's why I have the C on my jersey.
See, I'm the opposite. I think if a segment is bad, who cares?
Yeah,
you move on. We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll be awesome.
He was going to throw it to break at 6:01.
I'm shocked you guys kept sitting there. I thought you guys would both be up and be like, the mics are never coming back on.
I was close because I'm like, if I can't talk, there's no sense of being here. I'm not going to go over there and kiss you on the cheek and talk into yours. I'm out of here.
I was fine with that. I would have been okay. If your mics weren't going to work, then you guys could have been out of here. I would rant and rave on my own and catch up with Dreger.
It was last year that we had a bad segment and remember, O just goes, tell a joke.
I don't handle it well.
What am I, soupy sales? Like, it was just, hey, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens.
You got to fight through it. Here's the question for you. Mm-hmm. If the mics drop on the Toronto Maple Leafs, they get bad calls, they get something bad tonight.
Yeah.
Are they going to pack it in and be pissed off? Or do you have to find a way to fight through it.
This is why you pay Mike Babcock $6 million
a year. I was going to say, any team under him, they usually keep in the battle, whether it's in a speech after the first period or whatever it is.
They stay
in hockey games
for
the most part. There's blowouts all the time.
They're flying tonight, and then it's a stupid face-off penalty that hurts them, or the slashing and the hooking is certainly going to be under the microscope. I called a couple games already. That's certainly been the focus. Guaranteed going in, guys are going to be so jacked up, you're going to see either some aggressive penalties or penalties where your mind is racing so much and you don't think and react on the ice properly. A little hook here, it costs your team.
But when you say Winnipeg's the team to focus on there because they have had discipline issues for years.
I'm
now.
Racking up penalties.
And I'm not looking at Toronto. I'm looking at Winnipeg. I'm looking at teams that feel like they've got something to prove. And Winnipeg does have a lot to prove. I think they've got some pieces to be a very good young team, a playoff team this year. But you continue to say, well, what if, and if this, and it, they got to do it now.
Do we have to call Christine's to find Dreger, or?
He's coming up around 6:10.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have insider information. Noodles, yes. You were the one that threw out Christine's, right?
I did, but that was 100 years ago. I'm talking when I played against the Winnipeg Jets in like 94,
the original 95. Winnipeg Jets.
Yes.
The Timu Solani Jets.
Yes, like
the
old
Keith
school.
Kachuk.
Keith Kachuk.
Jets.
That's the Palomino club I'm talking about.
Well, Palomino, based on an inside source that I have that's very familiar with the spot, it's closed, and
yes.
It's been closed for a while.
Black armbands for the Palomino.
Somehow the Cougars got out of the cage, and they've clearly moved on to a different establishment.
I'll tell you what, this year Mariager had a presser in Calgary. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. You would think that these guys just signed Jack Eichel.
Well, yeah, they're...
They are fired up for Jager time in Calgary, are they not?
Well, I think they should be. The guy is a living legend. He's going to be 46 years old. I don't really know what to expect out of a guy who's 45, but he hasn't missed a game.
Did he get 40 points? Is
I
that
think
realistic?
He can get to 40. I think he can. I
15
mean,
and 25 or 20 and 20 or something like that. Can he? Like I think he can.
Him missing training camp will be interesting because you would think an older guy like that doesn't even need it, but that can reverse when you're this old. You're
right.
45. You're dealing with new teammates. You're
yeah.
dealing with a different division. You're dealing with a
Is
different
Is he older
country.
Than the coach?
Yeah, Glenn Gullitson?
Gullitson's, I think, yeah,
I think
early
Gullitson's,
40s.
Yeah, he's younger
I think
than
he's older than the coach.
I don't know. If he's not, he's close. I think they could be the same age.
He's never played in Canada before. He's never dealt with a market like this before.
Gullitson is 46.
Okay, so Jager's chasing him. Jager's right behind him.
That's going to be an interesting dynamic, man. If he hears something or doesn't like something, we'll be in the coach's ear saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. Who knows what this experiment is going to be like?
I'm
not 100% buying in that it's going to be all rosy.
I told you I'm on record that I felt that Aginla was a better fit there just because familiarity, he knows where he's at in his career right now.
And he's
now.
Not 57 years old.
And yeah, I mean, Jager's in great shape, but I just... I more worry about the circus that comes with Jager. You got those traveling mullet people that roll around. Every time this guy is around, he's a giant distraction. And I don't know if the Flames need that. I mean, if this guy would just play hockey, I think he'd be fine because you could slot him. But now all of a sudden you go up. They're going up to Edmonton. You're worried about Sean Monahan. We're talking about Sam Bennett and some guys like having good seasons. All of a sudden, Jaromir Jagr is the focus everywhere the Calgary Flames go right now. I don't know if that's a positive thing or a negative thing.
I think he can handle that, though.
Well, he can, but can the rest of the group?
I think it can benefit them because Sam Bennett has not had a great start to his career.
No.
He did not have a good year last year.
He stormed onto the scene in the playoffs 2 years ago when he first
came. As a Dougie Gilmore. They thought he was going to be the next Dougie Gilmore. He's 18 years old, played well, plays with a ton of balls, but...
It didn't happen for him last year.
But all of a sudden, there's a, you know, hey, you got to do this every night and play hard every night.
I think, honestly, having Jager there as a bit of a shield might actually benefit some of those guys. Travis Hamonic's making his debut tonight. That was a big acquisition.
Huge.
Absolutely.
And now, all of a sudden, we're talking more about Jager. I mean, I get the impression, like, in that market, they're talking about the rink and Jager. They're not talking about Hamonic.
You're right.
They're not talking about Matthew Tkachuk in his second year. Mike Smith is the bigger question mark for me.
Yep.
Forget Jager. I don't know if Mike Smith can hold up. I don't know if this guy can win enough games or perform well enough to get them back to the playoffs.
Yeah, people have to understand this isn't exactly Mike Smith, the miracle run in the playoffs years ago when they beat out Chicago and
yep.
he was out of his mind. It's been up and down for this guy ever since then.
He's 35 years old, and he's been playing on a junk team for many years.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point, too, Jamie.
But you've probably developed some bad habits in your game, too.
Well, there's probably some serious trust issues, wondering what the hell is going to happen when the puck gets dumped in.
That's my biggest thing is it takes a while for a guy, especially a goaltender, to learn how to play with your D. So he's got a four-pack there that's very mobile. And he likes to get out and play the puck and stop it. Those guys aren't going to have to go work back to the puck now. They've got to work to find lanes if he can hit them. That's an adjustment So you may see some hiccups on the back end where Giordano or Brody goes back to get it, and Smith wants to do something with it. Like, there are going to be some cross-ups. So this isn't – it's almost like Frederik Andersen, same thing. He had to learn Mike Babcock's system. He had to learn playing with Jake Gardner and Morgan Riley, because before he was playing with Francois Beauchemin.
Well, and I think that's an important thing to point out. Last year there was so much turnover when it came to the Maple Leafs in terms of their goaltender, in terms of their star players up front.
Yep.
This year we're talking about Andreas Borgman, Ron Hainsey, who's played almost 1,000 games, Patrick Marleau, who's played over 1,400.
Yeah.
And Eric Fehr, who technically was with the team a year ago. This is essentially the same group.
Yep.
They should be very comfortable. There's no reason for anyone to feel uneasy outside of the standard procedures in pro sports. Yeah, you might be in a contract year, or you're on a line that you weren't planning on being on, speaking more of a guy like Connor Brown. But for the most part, this is a team that won a lot of games last year, made it to the playoffs, performed well in the playoffs against a very good team, and the band is back.
Yep.
Let's head to Winnipeg now. Again, Overdrive is live at the Mill Street Brewery Beer Hall in the Distillery District. Mill Street Brewery, great beer lives here. Leafs Jets, you can hear it right here on TSN 1050. And we head to Winnipeg, catch up with our TSN Hockey Insider. Here is Darren Dreger. What's the buzz like in the Peg, Dregs?
It's buzzing. Absolutely, it is. It's a good night for the start of the regular season. Sure, the Leafs are ready. We know that the Winnipeg Jets are ready. It's Lou Lamoriello and the brass of the Maple Leafs walked by me here in the press box. So there's a lot of anticipation, but there's excitement in both cities too, right? I mean, you know, and a heightened level of expectation in both cities as well. And, neither of these teams get off to a great start, or one of them gets off to a better start than the other, then we're going to be talking about it. That's what we do in Canada.
Well, it seems like a lot of people are buying the stock of the Winnipeg Jets to get back into the playoffs. Where do you stand on them in terms of a group, and how confident are you feeling in what they're bringing to the table?
Well, look, I mean, they're in a real tough division, number one, in a real good conference, but the conference is pretty much wide open as far as I look at it. They feel like they've made some improvements. They feel like their goaltending is going to be stabilized, but, you know, chatted with Paul Maurice about that earlier today, and you know, as much as he believes in the goaltending ability and the veteran experience of Steve Mason, you know, they have a lot of time for Connor Hellebuck. So, you know, Mason is the number one goalie of the Winnipeg Jets starting game one. But, you know, if he falters a little bit early in the season, they have no hesitation in going over to Hellebuck. And vice versa, if Steve Mason has a real good start, then they're going to ride him. So there isn't a number of games that they want one goalie to play versus the other. So that's where it starts. Defensively, Paul Maurice knows as a group, as a team, they've got to be better. And perhaps the number one thing, guys, is stop with the penalty. Like, Winnipeg is noted for being a high penalty team, and you know, they haven't done well shorthanded. It's next to impossible. So there's a few areas that they think that they've cleaned up.
Dregs, as far as the Maple Leafs D-Core goes, I got asked, peppered a zillion times this summer, why didn't they upgrade in a serious matter? And I don't even know who that guy would be, but as far as their defense core, how do you think they view it? Is it just kind of a wait-and-see type thing where they're going to give it a few months here and see how this all plays out? I know they're very patient. I know they haven't pulled the trigger on any panic moves in the past, but do you think it's just a wait-and-see thing with this D-Core to see how it develops over the months?
Well, look, I mean, Babcock might be just selling us a bill of goods, but he told me point blank that he doesn't think his blue line needs help. And that was very recent. So, you know, that tells us that, you know, he believes in the pieces that they've added. You know, Borgman playing, you know, Callie Rosen was an add in the American Hockey League. Ron Hainsey is an upgrade on Matt Hunwick. They think that Morgan Riley is going to be better with, you know, a bit more help defensively. That opens the door for him to maybe be a bit more offensive than we've seen in the past. I mean, can he sing the praises of Jake Gardner any louder than what we've heard in the past couple, 3 weeks? So, I mean, if all of those things are real, and Mike Babcock says they are, then they shouldn't need any help. And what I was told was, okay, if the right player lands in their lap, if the right defenseman surfaces, they feel like they've certainly got the assets from throughout the organization now to make that move. But they're not searching, so that player has to come onto the market.
Well, he can say that all he wants, but I guess the proof will be in the pudding. I will say this. I mean, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about Ron Hainsey.
Well, Brian, the other thing is, before you get into Hainsey, they weren't exactly defending all that well last year either.
They were awful defensively for the most part. They were a bottom third team in the league.
Gave up way too many shots and chances.
Yeah, they know that they've got to improve that. But Hainsey is a guy, he's been around for a long time. He was on Pittsburgh's top pairing through the playoffs.
This guy was on life support, and the Pittsburgh Penguins picked him up. Who knows what might have happened to this guy?
It has to mean something, doesn't it, Dregs?
Absolutely, but I agree with O-Dog. I mean, it was the perfect scenario for Ron Hainsey last year. I mean, Jimmy Rutherford picked him up because he thought he might need some depth for a deep playoff run. He certainly didn't expect him to be a top pairing guy. And if they're not so banged up on the blue line in Pittsburgh, you know, who's to say Ron Hainsey has a chair in the National Hockey League this year? But he got the opportunity, and he earned the contract that he got for the Toronto Maple Leafs. But here's a little inside scoop for you. And here's hoping that what I witnessed last night at the hotel in Winnipeg isn't indicative of the start for Ron Hainsey. Lost his key. Locked himself out of his room. So he had to go back down to the front desk to get a fresh key, and he looked a little disheveled. So
I've done that too, Driggs. I've done that too, but I was at the wrong hotel.
I think we've all done that. The unfortunate part are the guys who continue to do that every road trip. Those are the donkeys who don't learn.
So I take pictures of my room, the room number. Every city I go to, I take a picture so that I remember what hotel I'm in and what room I'm in.
Or you show it to security when you get home late at night and they take you up to your room and help you in there.
I'm a good boy. You know that, Noodle.
I do.
Yeah, of course. That would be a veteran move. Imagine just taking a picture of your room number and walking up to the concierge. Bring me here. Find me a way to get upstairs.
Been there a few times.
Oh, yeah. Leafs Jets tonight. Darren Dreger, he's there in Winnipeg. Quickly, obviously, big news today. Eichel gets 8 years, $10 million. Nikolaj Ehlers gets 7 years, $6 million. How do you apply those numbers to Matthews, Marner, Nylander, and what the Leafs are going to have to deal with?
Well, I think you take Matthews out of the equation because his number is going to be bigger than Jack Eichel. It is. It's going to be bigger. For me, I'm keenly interested in Nylander and Marner. You guys look at the numbers head-to-head, Eichel versus Marner and Nylander. Now, we've got to throw the caveat on, of course, the high ankle sprain took Eichel out of the league for 20-plus games last year, and those are big games. Who knows what he would have produced. But Nikolaj Ehlers finished with, 3 points more than Nylander last year? That's a pretty good head-to-head. So I think for those players, the low end is going to be $6 million for Marner and Nylander, and the high end is going to be whatever it is, depending on the type of numbers that they post this year.
I'm with you on that. Enjoy it tonight. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider, live from the MTS Center in Winnipeg.
It's a fun barn, a loud barn.
It is, and it's a great city. Very underrated.
I'm so disappointed the Palomino Club has been
Somebody
shut
sent us
down.
A note saying it reopened. Now, our other insider said that it was closed. I remember it closing
Google
a
it.
While back.
I'm with the insider. This guy knows where to go when he goes to Winnipeg. Believe me.
I just heard somebody sent me a note on Twitter, said it reopened, though.
Maybe under new ownership, new name.
Who knows?
Same kittens. We'll see. Leafs Jets tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I'm on St. Louis tonight. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but Pittsburgh at home.
Awful bet.
Getting the rings.
Do you know what injuries are like for St. Louis?
Oh, right they're now? Horrible. I understand that, but I'm calling Jake Allen stands on his head tonight. He had a brutal preseason.
No, guy. I guarantee you're picking a loser. Change. Can you change it right now?
I can if I want, but they're paying $250. I just think Pittsburgh's going to be thinking, who cares about tonight? We're partying afterwards. We're getting the rings. The banner's going up, whole nine. I'm going over the number of goals tonight, 5.5, Calgary-Edmonton. Remember the opener last year was like 6-3?
Yeah.
It was wild. I'll go over the number. And I'm taking the Leafs tonight in Winnipeg. Throw down 20 and you can score 150. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Before you wager, get the latest odds, event info, and matchup stats on your phone. ProLine get way into the game.
And your source is wrong. The Palomino Club has music on October 5th, 2017.
It's reopened. And I forgot to tell you guys this. On October 20th, I'm calling a game in Winnipeg.
I want a scouting report.
I will come back with a scouting report.